继续来看启示录。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let's continue our study in the book of Revelation.
刚刚有弟兄的问题，稍微答一下。
Previously, there's a brother with a question, so I will address this question.
我们为什么说启示录是真耶稣教会的末世的圣徒的生活指南呢？
Why do we say that Revelation is the book concerning that of the true Jesus Church and the believers?
启示那个真耶稣教会就是应验启示录这里所讲的这个教会。
Because the true Jesus Church is the manifested church that was mentioned here in this book.
所以，那也就是说，真耶稣教会就是启示录这里面所讲的这个神的国。
In other words, Jesus' church is referred to as the kingdom of God that is mentioned here in this book of Revelation.
我们看启示录第五章。
Let's look into Revelation chapter 5.
坐宝座的就是神。
He who sits on the throne is God.
然后呢，他右手有书卷。
On his right hand there is a scroll.
里外都写着字。
And then there are written in it words.
那这个书卷就是末后。就是要发生事情的这个神的一个经纶，就是计划书。
And the scroll contains what will happen in these last days.
所以启示录其实就是这个书卷的展开了哈。
And actually, the book of Revelation is the opening of this actual scroll.
那所以这个书卷很重要。
And so this scroll is very important.
啊，这个书卷的特征就是它。里外都写着字。
And the specialty of this book is that both in and out of the scroll, it has written words in on it.
我每次如果念到这里，就会想说，神是很环保的神呢、啊。
哎，环保。
环保那个环境保护那个环保。
When I think about this, I think God is very, very environmentally friendly. Okay.
我想小时候，我小时候写。没有说一张纸写一面的，这边写完，应该翻过来写、啊。
When I was young, I do not. When I take notes, I write on one side of the page.
那我到德国去，常常我去那个 copy 机的那边捡垃圾纸，当那个什么计算纸，
and,
因为它用一边而已、啊。
And then when I go to Germany and study there, I pick up a leftover paper from the copy machine because one side is blank.
现在常常你如果没有笔记纸的话，去 copy 机啦的那个桶子可以捡到。
So you run out of papers, you can go to the copy machine places and they have leftover paper, that's only printed on one side and you can use that scrap paper.
你看神那个手上的那个书卷是两面写的。
So if you look at the scroll of God, it's written both on the inside and on the back.
所以以后你们只用一边。方便的要写。
So when you use paper, actually you should also write from the front and back.
我也是啊。
I do that.
是两边。
I write one side and the back.
没有，这是那么晚了嘛，讲。
It's just a playful joke.
开不会睡着。
Just to joke with you so you don't fall
asleep. 但是这个也不是 joke 了，这只是圣经里面是这样子。
But this is how it is written for this scroll written in the Bible.
这是十诫嘛，对不对？两个滑板嘛。
It's actually the Ten Commandments, two tablets.
在画的是说一二三四五嘛，哈，六七八。
We draw
小孩子的那个都是这样十诫嘛。
Look at the kids' illustrated Bible. It's the Ten Commandments is written like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, and 6 to 10 on the other.
如果是这样子的话，不符合神的一贯的做法。
If this is the case, then this is not, it's not, in parallel with the ways of God.
神都是两面的。
Because God's writing is always front and back.
两个，但是实际是不是这样子？一定不是。
Two tablets.
绝对不是这样排的。为什么是？神是两面的嘛。如果你是一二三四五六七八九十，后面就没有了。
So, saying is this tablet, Ten Commandments, must not be written this manner. It's probably written front and back, but I do not know how it is written, but it will be written on front and back.
我讲这知道吗？两块滑板，其实你看圣经是神是什么样，两面都写，因为神是怎么样？
So
神是很节省的神。
God is is not wasteful. So he tends to write front and back.
如果你只是写一面的话，你要用四版呐。
If he only writes on one side, then he would have four tablets.
所以是两面的，所以才只有两块花板。
So,
如果你是这样的话，要四块才够啊。If
you write it only on one side, he would have given Moses four tablets.
所以神是节省的神，所以我们要节省。So
God is not wasteful. So,
节用神啊，so
shall we not be wasteful?
好，没有，这是附带讲的。
This is just on the side note.
那这是两面写的。
And so here the scroll was written front and back.
那这个两面写呢，开印的时候。
And so when this scroll was opened,
我们可以看到第六章哈。
Into chapter 6.
第一个是白马。
One was the first was the white horse.
为什么我们说这是白马是天书教会呢？
Why would we say this white horse refers to
Jesus Church? 因为他拿着是当时最厉害的武器。
Because what was in his hand was the most powerful weapon.
是弓。
It was a bow.
那再来，他有冠冕。
And then he had a crown.
这冠冕是得胜的冠冕。
And his crown was a crown of victory.
那等一下我们再看这个冠冕，其实就是妇人的冠冕。
And this, later on, we see that this crown becomes the crown of the woman.
那看19章。
Let's look into chapter 19.
这很熟悉的哈。
We are familiar with this.
骑在马上面的就是耶稣。
He who sits upon this horse is Jesus, Lord Jesus.
好，那这些人呢，就是第七章的这些人。
These people.
神的众仆人。
Refers to that as chapter 7 is the multitude, the people of God.
我们看七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any trees.
第二节,
then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea.
我们看到这个天使使者，他从哪里来？
We see these angels, where did they come out of? It says it comes out of the four corners of the earth. And it here says, another angel ascending, verse 2, ascending from the east. Jesus' church also established from the east.
刚刚我们已经讲了, 保罗讲的那个, 犹太人的时代已经过去了。
As we have mentioned before with Paul, he says the time of the Jews have passed.
所以现在的教会是以外邦人宣道的为基础的教会。
And so now the church of the present time is their mission is to all the people of the world.
当然有一天会传到那个什么以色列，这是以后的事情。
Of course, one day the words of God will once again come to the people of Israel, and that is in the future.
要到什么时候？
Until when?
要到外邦人的数目满足，这个我们知道嘛？罗马书所写的。
Until when the number of the Gentiles has been fulfilled, and then it will come to the Jewish people of God.
那这个福音要传遍地极就是了。
And basically, this gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth.
所以如果你看，怎么两三年多，全世界建筑教会也没有人来，也没有人得圣灵，已经就是满的，没有得圣灵了嘛，没有再印了，那就说差不多了。And
so if we observe throughout the world, Jesus Church, how come we're not baptizing any more people? How come people are not receiving the Holy Spirit anymore? For a long duration of time, it is quite possible number of Gentiles may be filled.
那以色列会得救。 全家的就照保罗所讲的。
And the kingdom of Israel will one day also, as a whole household, will be saved according to that of Paul.
那就更近了。
And then it will be even closer to the second coming of Christ.
我不晓得在这里面讲过，你不要听到那个末世之后，你就有末世得了末世症，这不好的病啊。
I hope it's not the case here in which we hear the end of the world and so you have the sickness of the end of the world.
如果了，这不可能，如果你知道明天主耶稣要来,
if you know that Jesus is coming again tomorrow,
今天该生小孩也要生了, 你不要再等了,
if you got to have children, you should still go ahead and have children. You should not wait.
今天要种一棵葡萄树或是梨子树啊，你要种下去。
Today, if you need to plant a grapevine or plant a tree, you should go ahead and still do it.
你欠人家钱你要还。
If you owe debt to other people, you still need to pay your debt.
你要买房子要贷款，你要买也要贷款。
You need to buy a house and mortgage it. You still need to go through the process.
我忽然想到，不要得了末世症啊。
Do not have this false notion of this end of the world sickness in which you do not care when you believe in the end of the world.
我去一个国家哈。
I went to this country.
那个有一个青年来接我。可能你听过了。
There, you probably heard this, and so this youth came to pick me up from the airport.
他开的是非常好的车子。
He drives a very fabulous car.
当然，我很认识他。我说，哇，这个车子不错，第一次搭那么好的车子。
And because I know him well too, and so I was basically pretty frank with him, and I said, "Wow, this is the first time I sit in such a very high class car."
隔年又去。
And the next year I went.
他换了。
He changed to another car.
去年那个更同样牌子，但是更高档的，后面是金牌的。
And he changed.
去年还是银的。
It was the same brand, but the next year I went, same brand. He changed another car, but this one was gold trimmed and even higher class than the previous year.
我很好奇，我说，去年那一台呢？
And I was curious, so I said, "What happened to your car last year?"
他说给妈妈。
I said, "I gave it to my dad."
还蛮孝顺的哈。
It's not bad. He's pretty filial.
那我想不通，我说，因为他是那个电脑公司的仓库管理员，就是啦。
But I do not understand because he was only like a storage manager for a computer company.
但是因为他当然也不能说他高中毕业就不会赚大钱的。
And of course, I can't make the judgment that all because he graduated just simply from high school, so he cannot make big money.
但是依照他的学历还有
But based on,
看仓库，我说我就好奇，我说，哎，你那个那么好赚吗
？But I, based on his job and his degree, I was quite curious and say, are you actually able to make that kind of money?
他说没有啦。
He said, actually, no, I don't get good salary.
你买两辆啊。
But then you have such two high class cars.
他说都是贷款的。
He said, oh, I leased this and I financed this.
那你为什么贷款买车子？
I say, why did you finance this all this money to buy the car?
因为我听传道这样讲，但我以为主耶稣快来了，耶稣来了，我就不用还贷款了。
Because I have been hearing from the pulpit, the preacher preaching about the end of the world, second coming of Jesus Christ. So if Jesus do come, then I don't have to fulfill my financial obligation and pay off these debts.
我跟他很熟，我差点把他推出车外说。
And because I know him because I know him very well, I almost threw him out of the car.
我说不可以这样，你车子卖了，那个贷款还了。
I said you cannot have that misconception. You need to.
怎么会听道理？我当然我说我们传道可能错了，让你有这种错觉。
So perhaps it's also the fault of the preachers in which to give the believers this wrong understanding.
还有很多这种病哦。
There's a lot of these similar kind of sickness.
有人就不读书啊。
Some of them because of this
excuse. 很热心的青年，不骗你哦。
Some of them have this excuse. Very devout and zealous youth that do not continue their study because they believe it.
耶稣来了。
Jesus is coming.
世界都变粪土了，这些有什么用？
Everything in this world will be rubbish. There is no need to accomplish anything.
哦，我算是。他妈妈说怎么办？
And then his mother came to me and said, "What am I to do?" He's very grade A students before.
叫来谈一谈。
So then tell me to go talk to him.
后来不但大学毕业，研究所毕业。
Later on, he finished his college degree and also his master's degree.
后来结婚生小孩，我有时候遇到他说，耶稣来了没有啊？
And then later on, he got married and have kids, and I saw him way down years later. I said, oh, so did Jesus come at all?
末世是让你警醒自己的行为，你不要得末世病哦。
The end days is for us to examine our behavior, our ways. It is not to us to have this similar kind of sickness of not doing anything.
还有很多有人不嫁的哈。
There are others with excuses like I will not marry because the end of the world is coming.
我有一次开那个婚姻哈，就是讲习会。
I once went to a wedding and also a seminar.
两天。
Two days.And finish.
一个姊妹来，她特别说要跟我谈。
A sister came to me, wants to talk to me.
他一来就说, 啊, 这两天听了之后, 我很想嫁人啊。
And he said, after these 2 days of listening to your sermon, I really want to get married.
我一听这样, 我差点头发烧啊。
And when I heard this, I almost have a fever.
但我很, 痛心就是了。
Of course, my heart was aching, was hurt.
他的妈妈已经, 他的妹妹已经当祖母了。
Her sister has already become great-grandmother.
对啊, 他的妹妹已经当祖母了。
Her younger sister have already become a great-grandmother.
他现在才想, 他的妹妹已经是祖母了。 当祖母啊, grandmother,
grandmother, right? Oh, grandmother, yeah.
那表示说,
yeah.
几岁了, 对不对?
And so from that, you know how old she is.
如果你妹妹已经当祖母了,
if your sister, younger sister is already a grandmother, then you can guess probably she's not a young age.
那我就想说, 那你以前怎么了? 她说, and so 以前听传道说耶稣来啊, 耶稣来就, 嫁人就累赘啊, 那我就是要服侍神啊, 这, 哦,
and so I asked her,
你得了这个末世病啊,
I asked her, why didn't you marry at a younger age? She said, well, in the past, I listened to the pulpit, and it says the second coming of Christ is coming, so we all need to repay the love of God and do God's work and be more focused. So I decided not to marry. And so she also had this misconception.
除非你有特殊恩赐,
unless you have that special gift from God,
圣经有讲嘛, 对不对? 没有的话, 一定要,
but if you don't,
一定要娶要嫁,
then you must,
哪里为了, 那个什么末世, 没有了,
you must get married. Marriage is not dependent on whether or not Jesus is coming tomorrow or the next day.
住大房子, 也没有赚钱, 住, 那个, 什么, 开好车, 然后呢, 去贷款, 那想说明年主耶稣来了, 你就不用还, 岂有此理, 真的。
So it is very wrong misconception. If you don't really have that salary to pay for a big high home or an expensive car, just thinking that when Jesus comes, you don't have to pay off that expense. This is all totally wrong.
我刚不是讲吗? 如果, 不可能的, 如果明天主耶稣要来, 你今天该结婚, 你要结婚, 该嫁也要嫁, 该种树就种树, 该还钱就还钱, 该借钱就借钱。
So like I said before,
但是你借钱不是说明天耶稣来了, 不还了, 不是这样。
So, but of course, I'm telling you that,
我说正常啦, 因为你, 你买房子嘛, 对不对? 正常的。
Of course, if tomorrow Jesus is coming today, what you need to do today, plant a tree or mortgage a house or to ask for lending, of course, not for the purpose of not paying back because Jesus is coming. You gotta do basically what you ought to be doing in the present day and your obligations and responsibilities.
所以一定要正常。
And so it must be normal.
但是从圣经你可以看出那个迹象。
But then from the Bible,
这是两回事哦,
but the Bible tells us of the signs of the end days. It doesn't really relate to what we say or how we live in the end days.
至少, 真耶稣教会出来了。
And so at least the church, true church has come about.
这个真教会是从东方出来,
and so this church comes from a sense from the east.
一个很重要就是它有圣灵。
And the most important aspect of it is that it has the Holy Spirit.
启示录七章这边说拿着永生神的印额啊。
Chapter 7, it says that they will have sealed the servants of your God on their foreheads.
如果你看, 那个以弗所书啦, 或是在哥林多后书啦, 就可以看到印额就是应许的圣灵。
And then if you read of Ephesians, it's also 2 Corinthians, and it mentions all about being sealed with the seal of God, meaning the believers have received the Holy Spirit of God.
除了真耶稣教会, 你绝对找不到有任何一个教会有应许的圣灵的。
And so besides Jesus Church, there is no church in this world that you can find that have the seal of this of the Holy Spirit.
这是真耶稣教会成为真耶稣教会的本质,
and this is the most important characteristics of the true Jesus Church, being the one true church.
没有应许的圣灵,
one who does not have the promised Holy Spirit.
无论是再大, 再好, 再规模, 再组织, 再严密的, 那只是人的组织,
no matter how grand, how organized, how wonderful that church may be, without this promised Holy Spirit of God, it is not the church of God.
当然真耶稣, 真耶稣教会, 才有应许圣灵。但这个如果要讲这个，又要讲好几个小时了。
Of course, we can spend many hours if we want to just basically spend our time talking about the one true church.
啊，你会说那个什么灵恩运动的那些灵恩派的呢
？What about all these other churches with charismatic movements?
没有。
No, they do not.
应许圣没有。
It's talking. We are talking about the promise, Holy Spirit.、
嗯、好，那。这就是刚刚我们讲的末世的开始，就是真耶稣教的开始。我是末世的开始是神以真耶稣教会开始做起点。
And so the end of days is when God also established His true church.
那我们刚看到了。
And as we have just observed,
就是启示录的内容是神的道和耶稣基督的见证哦。
That we say the content of this book is about the word of God and also the testimony of Jesus Christ.
你每天来都是安息日来都是听神的道吗
？Every Sabbath you come here, you listen to the word of God.
就是耶稣基督的见证啊。
It's also the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以其实启示录你不要把它想得很深刻。
And so do not
很深啊，就说哇这个奥秘。
Do not think to yourself that book of Revelation is so deep and so profound that it's all too mysterious for me to understand.
两件事
There's two aspects.
神的道和耶稣基督的见证
the word of God and the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
第三节哦
Verse
3. 你要念哦
You need to read it.
念这树上预言的
The verse 3.
第三节
Verse 3 of chapter 1. He blesses is he who reads.
接下来听
And he who hears,
遵行
and he who keep these things,
都是有福的
All of these are those who are blessed.
你要福吗
Do you want to be blessed?
很简单
Very easy.
其实我们刚到现在已经念三节了嘛
As we have just read, we have read three verses.
你至少有三节的福嘛
You have received three blessings from these three
verses. 你如果要想更多福，你就回去念念启示录，念就好。
If you want to be even more blessed by God, then go home and read the rest of this book.
你说我眼睛已经超过40了，是人40是眼痴痴看不到。
And perhaps you say, "Oh, I have passed that age in which my eyes are dim and I cannot read."
你总是有隔壁嘛，你叫隔壁那个念给你听啊。
You have
他有福，你有福啊。
You have your neighbor who can read it, and then you can hear it, and both of you will be blessed.
但是最后要遵行。
But the most important is in the end, you must act upon it.
所以不要把启示录当成占卜书啊。
占卜书。
就是预测未来的这个书啊。
And so do not read this book of, think of this book of Revelation as only that of a prophecy, something pertaining to the future.
你看从上个世纪到现在多少人在预言这样又是那样，对不对？
Look at how many times people have been trying to prophesy so what, about this and that.
1995, 1997, this will happen. 现在最流行就是2012年12月21,
And then now the most popular one is December 21st on 2012.
其实不是用你这个来占卜的，或是来 看。
Revelation is not to be viewed like this.
做什么的
？What is it for?
遵行，让你来行的。
It is so that you can keep it.
所以，我至少我要讲到这个主题了，对不对
？At least I touch upon this.
所以这是我们末世圣徒的你要的指南，生活指南呢、啊。遵行的不是圣诺指南，不是什么。
And so this is the responsibility of a saint of the last days. This is all our responsibility.
为什么呢
？Why is it？
因为日期近了。
For the time is near.
我们再看二十二章。
Let's look into chapter 22.
因为日期近了。
Because the time is near.
我们看二十二章。
Let's look into chapter
22. 第七节。
Verse 7.Verse 7, Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
你看在这里再讲一次，要遵守这书上的预言。
Again, here it says, Blessed is he who keeps the words of this prophecy.
看第十节。
Verse 10, And he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
日期近了。
The time is near.
所以不可以奉上。
So therefore, we are not to be slack.
不， 说不可封的这书上的预言嘛。
Oh, actually, he says, do not seal the words of this prophecy.
也就是这是一个开封的、开了的一个书卷。
This is a book which has been unsealed, which is open for all.
所以在神的右手中的这个书卷已经开，就是开了，你读就好了。
And so the scroll that was in the right hand of God has been revealed, has been opened.
既然是开了。
And since it has been opened,
又是给我们的,
and it has been given to us,
所以你到哪一个程度, 一定神会让你明白。
And so, at whatever stage of your journey, God will enable you to understand.
那不是给黄长老明白。
It is not for Elder Huang to understand.
每次那个启示就是啊，黄长老那本书哎，好难。
And every time, because when you talk about Revelation, you say, oh, the commentary written by Elder Huang, oh, it's so hard to understand.
这是不对的。
That's a wrong way of looking at
it. 当然你是对他不错，你或是说啊，某某长老、某某执事，你是对他不错，你说好啊，他们是神的仆人，所以读啊，你呢，你就不是了。
And then
you
cannot say, oh, because of deacon or elder who specialized in reading this book and analyzing it, what, so does that mean that they're only the servant of God and you're not the servant of God that you don't need to read this book? We are all the servants of God. Every one of us ought to read it.
末世的圣徒,
the saints of the last days all need to read this book.
念就有福,
when you read it, you will be blessed.
当然最后你要行出来啊。
Of course, in the end, most important is that you are able to act upon it.
中午祷告那个弟兄也讲，不是嘴巴一直讲爱爱爱，对不对？也要做出来。
It is not just like for us to say, just all talk about all about love and not do anything about it.
我去韩国哈。
When I went to South Korea,
那个韩国的传道告诉我一件事情。
There was a Korean pastor that told me.
他说，在天国里面哈，只有耳朵那个跟嘴巴。
He said, "In the kingdom of God, there is only ears and mouth."
那就是牧师的嘴巴跟信徒的耳朵是最完全的。
And he said, "What is the?" Basically, in the heavenly kingdom, only the mouth of the preacher and the ears of the believers got to heaven because they're most perfect.
完全才进天国嘛。
Because to be perfect, only to be perfect can you enter the kingdom of God.
牧师的嘴巴最完全了。
And so the mouth of the preacher is the most perfect.
因为嘴巴可以讲得很完全了。
Because what they say can be say everything so perfectly.
那他们的信徒呢，都听那么完全的话，耳朵都完全了。
And the believers have been hearing these perfect words from the preacher, so their ears hear it, and so the ears can go to heaven.
啊，实在是。是他们的笑话就是了。
It's one of the jokes.
那说以后到天国去都是只有嘴巴跟耳朵。
So he's saying only the mouth and the ear can get into heaven.
但是启示告诉我们不是了，是要去行出来。
But here the book of Revelation teaches us that no, we have to all act upon it and to keep the words.
所以启示录是我们应该去行的。
And so book of Revelation is things in which we are to live out in our life.
所以在启示录里面有那个什么七个福气嘛。
And that is why in this book it mentions about the seven blessings.
刚刚我们看到的是第一福啊。
What we have just read was the first blessing.
启示录跟耶稣来的时候所讲的福有点不一样。
This the blessing of book Revelation is different than the blessing which Jesus has said to us.
那个耶稣来的时候在山上宝训，一开始就讲。
When Jesus,
福啦，福论。
Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration said well, about his, the blessing in which he, on his second coming.
所以第没有了，第五章有福论嘛，哈。
The Sermon on the Mount in which the eighth blessing that Jesus said about the Beatitudes.
虚心啊，啊。
Those who are poor in spirit.
英文就是有 blessed, 对不对？
Yeah.Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn.
那你们算算有几个 blessed?
And if you count, then how many are there?
你要算了，你不要看我，你看我，然后说八个，你没有算嘛，我就晓得你没算，对不对？
You have to count it. You can't just look at me and say.
你看你英文是 blessed 有几个？
How many are there in English in which it says blessed are those?
算算好的人讲大声一点。啊？几个？ 哦，你说九个哈
？He said nine.
啊，所以你看你们这几个啊 ？Nine， 谢谢。
Nine，
九个嘛哈。是九个哈。
There are nine.
英文是九个嘛？那当然中文也是要九个啦。
English there are nine, so of course Chinese should also have nine.
但是其实是前面八个跟后面那个讲法是，就是它的对象是不一样。
But actually the first eight and also the last one, the target is different.
前面是讲所有的人。
The first eight are...、Oh.
你念第一个就知道吗？
If you read it, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit.
这是 Blessed are 什么？就是 general speaking everybody, 对不对？这是每个人。
Basically, referring generally to everybody.
但是呢，最后第九个是讲谁？
But the last one, what is it, who is he referring to? Blessed are you. When?
那中国人就把前面八个集起来说这是八福。
And so in Chinese, they put the eight together as one and say this is the Beatitudes.
其实在英文没有八福这个词啊。
Actually, in English, there is no such thing as the eight blessings.
Eight blessings 是从中文换成英文的啦。
Eight blessings.
你看英文书没有
direct translation of the Chinese words.There is no such thing in English.
那也没有关系啊，你讲八福也可以，九福也可以，但是不一样的内涵就是。
It doesn't matter.
中国人比较喜欢八嘛，八仙啊，八什么八什么的，八宝饭啊。
Chinese like the number eight, so they just like to keep eight.
那中文圣经也是，那个牌也是要不一样的哈。那但是启示都不一样啊。
But the book of Revelation is different.
启示录是里面有七个福气。
In the book of Revelation, there are seven blessings.
它是散在整个的启示录里面。
It's been scattered out throughout the whole book.
第一福就是刚刚我们所念到的。
First blessing is what we have just read in chapter 1, verse
3. 念这书，听这书，行这书，就有福了。
Blessed is he who reads those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things.
所以这就是末世的第一福。
This is the first blessing.
那第一幅之后你开始就要看第二幅在哪里了，那就开始看启示录了。
Then you need to search for the second blessing, you need to read the book of Revelation.
你从现在开始回家就开始念了。
And so when you go back, you will read it.
对不对？
Right.
你念了就有福啊。
When you read it, you will be blessed.
那你念到十四章十三节。
Then when you read to chapter 14, verse 13.
一幅到二幅很长啊。
From first blessing to the second blessing, it seems so long.
当中如果不忍耐一点的话，读不到十四章啊。
If you are not patient, maybe you won't even get to chapter 14.
好，十四章。
Chapter 14.
十三节。
Verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead who died in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit.That they may rest from their labors and their work follow them.
你念到这一节，你每次都想到那个什么告别式，是不是
？When you read this verse, you always think about the funeral.
其实告别式你要念给谁听啊
？Actually, when you read it in the funeral, who are you going to read it to?
我们每次都以为念这个是给死人的听的，是不是？
You,
就是来说他安息了，是不是
？We often think, okay, we read this verse for those who have just passed away, for them to hear these words.
他听不下去了，他不能听了。
But they are not able to hear because they are gone.
其实不是，这是末世第二福啊，念给我们听的。
But this
我们自己要念给自己听。
This is words for us who are still living.
从天上有声音说了。
A voice from heaven saying to me.
要写。
Say write.
说有声音，有写下来。
He said there is a voice in heaven, so you need to write.
并且要圣灵印证。
And also.
圣灵说嘛
has the proof of the Holy Spirit as it says, says the Spirit.
所以这是三重印证的。
And so three witnesses.
从今以后在主里面死的人有福了。
And that those who died in the Lord from now on.
但是如果这一节其实你要看上面的。
Actually, this verse you need to go up a little further up.
在这之前已经是那个什么很混乱的时代了。
This is a time in which the time was chaos and very evil.
就说圣徒的，你看十二节，圣徒的忍耐就在此。
And here's that. Here is the verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints.
圣徒会遇到很大的那个考验的。
The saints will all be tried, be going on, undergoing great tribulation.
如果你看启示录哈。
If you look at Revelation,
我们遇到的，我们一般的现在想到的那个逼迫，都是想到哦，被打了，被骂了，是不是
？When you think about persecution, we always think about link the persecution to something physical, torment, some being beaten or being rebuked.
这是起初的。
This is only the beginning.
启示里面更大的逼迫是什么？
What is the greater persecution?
有三个嘴巴。
There are three mouths.
龙口、兽口、假先知的口。
And that is the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophets.
这个如果全出来，那是很厉害的。
And when these all came out, this is very powerful.
这是最后大战的。
And this was in the last battle.
其实圣徒到最后是你的战争是什么？嘴巴战呢？
Actually, if you think about it, the great battle at the end is the battle of the mouth.
那我们先看一下十六章了哈。
Let's look into chapter 16.
第十二、十三节了哈。
Verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
你看，污秽的灵好像青蛙。
It says these unclean spirits like frogs.
你画青蛙最主要的特征在哪里？一只青蛙什么？一掌嘴那个嘴巴。一只青蛙，一张嘴，对不对？两个眼睛，四条腿，扑隆扑隆跳下水。所以青蛙的最特征的是什么？嘴。
You say the most special characteristic that distinguishes a frog from any other animals is probably its mouth.
那好像青蛙哦，污秽灵像青蛙。
And so these unclean spirits are like frogs.
那这青蛙从哪里出来？
Where did these frogs come out of?
是从三个嘴巴。
From three mouths.
龙口。
From that of the dragon.
你不要想到粉丝哦。兽口。
From the beast,
的口，然后呢，假先知的口
，and the false prophet，
这是从嘴巴出来的
，all come out of these mouths。
他们是魔鬼的灵啊
，these are the spirits of demons，
去迷惑，那个普天下众王
，it is to deceive the people of the earth，
来交战
，and to call gather to them to the battle of the great day of the God Almighty。
世界最后的迷惑就是这三个嘴巴。
And so the most deceiving thing in the end is these three mouths.
这时候就很小心了。
And this, at this time, we have to be careful.
所以看下来第十五节哈。
Verse 15.
来，请念。
Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
这是第三福哦。
This is the third blessing.
第三福是什么福？
What is the third blessing?
其实第三福是说衣服不要掉了。
They said, don't lose your clothing, don't lose your garment.
这个衣服是三章四节那个衣服，就是你洗礼的时候所得到的那个衣服。
And this garment was mentioned in chapter 3, verse 4, the garment in which you have obtained after you have received baptism and washed clean.
所以末世到最后，这逼迫来了，衣服都掉了。
And so in the end days, when the great tribulation comes, some may have lost their garments.
末世的逼迫，你不现在不要每次都想到什么那个什么政治的啦，或是什么外在的，那个不是说不会会，但是呢，以后到更厉害的是十七章这个大淫妇的，这更厉害啊。
So when we talk about the great tribulation, the great persecution at the end, let us not only think about the confines of political persecution or physical persecution.But the great persecution will be included in which was mentioned in chapter 17, the persecution from that of the woman and the scarlet beast.
大淫妇的逼迫。
This, the persecution that came out of this harlot.
这是很温柔的逼迫。
And this persecution is one which is of tenderness.
她让你喝醉了的逼迫。
It's a persecution in which she lets you get be drunk with her wine.
这个大姨夫手里拿的金杯啊。
And in the hand of this harlot is a golden cup.
她穿得很漂亮。
And she adorned herself very beautifully.
十七章你看这个大姨夫她所穿的是以现在来讲是最世界最高贵的那个什么。名牌还有那最高贵的东西的。
If you read chapter 7, the details, the description, it seems as though she is wearing the highest, the greatest brand and best quality, fashion and clothing that ever in this world.
你看第四节就好了。
Let's look into verse 4.
那女人穿紫色和朱红色的衣服。
The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet.
以色列人不出紫色布。
The people of Israel do not make purple cloth.
都是进口的。
It is not imported.
在这个地方跟你们讲这个，你们感觉没什么嘛？反正美国是出口给别人穿的嘛。如果你是在非洲或是以前哈，30年前台湾，哇，这是进口货，那就怎么样？才好嘛！你现在跟你说，哇，这是美国进口的，你怎么样？你听着说，讲什么话嘛？
We probably don't think about it much, but let's say in the U.S. you probably don't feel it as much, but let's say if you're in a foreign country and you have this, item that was imported from another country and you say, wow, this is imported and you treasure it and see it very important.
他穿的都是我这应该说很高贵，我不能说舶来品了，那现在讲说舶来品，你一点的高兴也不会，你不会说很好嘛，对不对？如果你50年前，我记得我大学的时候有一个外国人啊，他要走之前，他那个有一个小收音机。其实现在想起来，那收音机是很烂的货，但是因为他是从那个什么，当时从奥地利，他是澳国人带来的，哦，很贵啊。哦，我们一个同学就把它买起来，好几千块。其实那想起来，那个是不到100块。
啊，
就是为什么呢？这是原装进口的。
I remember 50 years ago, I remember.
原装他带来的，还用了好几年呢，要走了还那么贵。
That there was a roommate sort of brought his stuff from his own country, but when he was about to leave, he sold it to another roommate who thought because this is imported from a different country, so expensive, he paid him thousands of dollars, whereas it's only worth 100 or so. It was actually pretty cheap clock, but because just simply because it was imported.
朱红色的衣服漂亮的。
And so that was purple in terms of class, and scarlet is,
第四节哈。
Verse 4.
用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰。
And adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls.
你看到这样的人已经是哇，好高贵的。
If you see this individual, you probably see, wow, she is so glorious.
并且他拿着金杯啊。
And in her hand is a golden cup.
但是里面是满了什么样？
But what is in that
cup? 可憎之物，就是他淫乱的污秽。
Her cup is full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication.
我们上一代的人对这个可能对这样的逼迫比较少。
A previous generation probably do not encounter such kind of persecution as much.
我们下一代会更来越严重。
But the next generation and the generation after us will become even more severe.
我31年前去德国的时候，那时候如果有人同性恋是偷偷摸摸的，并且很不好意思。
31 years ago, I remember when I immigrated to Germany, I remember when anyone who is a homosexual, they do it very secretly, very shamefully.
几年前我去加拿大。我正在讲这个道理，有一个弟兄说：“哎，小心哦！我们现在今年刚刚通过那个同性恋合法，你这个是违法的、啊。你说同性恋是罪，这个是违法的啦。”
And I remember a few years ago, I went to visit Canada. I was preaching on a pulpit about homosexuality, and a brother told me, "You got to be careful because country just legalized homosexuality and recognized it as a legal status. What you are speaking then will become illegal."
我是我在会堂里面，我是念罗马书啊。我说我会一直念下去，除非你们的那个什么警察来抓我，我还是继续念的。
And I said to him, And I said, I replied to him and said, I'm only reading from the Romans, what was written by Paul. I will continue to read it until the police come and get me then.
你们可能不注意了，两个礼拜前德国的那个外交部长不是男的跟一个男的又结婚了吗？
you probably don't recognize, but there's a political officer in.
很在德国他是副总理啊，很蛮。
He's the vice.
蛮有名的，他公开啊，结婚了，他跟一个男的，他们同居了很久的男的结婚了。
High profile German political official, in which publicly announced his partner who is a homosexual, and they've been living together.
现在我们的青年能够在教会里面结婚，这是一个得胜啊！不要忘记。
Today, nowadays, for our youth to be married and walk down the aisle in the church of God, in the church, is already victorious. It's not an easy thing to do.
老一辈的不要说。太不容易，我们还没结婚。我还听说，我结婚之前都没有见过我太太啊！
And,
哎呦，不要讲这种话了。
这
已经是过时了，你再讲这个，青年会阿门吗
？The older generation should
not be, 不会阿门的。
The older generation should not be boasting about their time in which they say, "Oh, I did not even see my spouse once, and I have that faith to marry him or her." That is outdated, and we should not. The younger youth will not agree or say amen to that.
他在成长过程里面能够保守圣洁，其实就要天天放鞭炮了啊！不用放鞭炮，天天跟他拍手了。
But for their journey to come to in this generation, in this society in which our youth can come before the presence of God to marry in the church is already pretty difficult.
你看大义妇渐渐出来了。
Because the great harlot is starting to show herself.
现在这个社会，古时候我们讲了说孝贫不孝娼，对不对？现在更厉害啊，不只是不孝而已啊，还怎么样？推崇啊，穿得漂漂亮亮。很高贵，大家拜的敬拜的要命啊！
So this harlot now adorns himself so full of so radiant and so that other people needs to admire after her.
以前只是不笑她，
and before
不去笑，
before she
不是不去嘲笑娼啊，但是现在不只是不笑，还不只是不笑，就是不是孝顺的孝，是那个。嘲笑的笑
Before this harlot, when she dresses like this, probably people will probably laugh at her. But now, instead of laughing at her, people take her in high regards, even to the point of adoring after her.
因为这个大义妇手里拿着金杯
And so this harlot in her hand is a golden cup.
她额上写着奥秘在大巴比伦。
And on her forehead, a name was written and say, Mystery Babylon the Great.
她是世上淫妇和一切可憎之母的啊之物的母啊。
Mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
接下来这个要更严重的去，就是更严肃的去对待。
And after this, then we need to treat it in all seriousness.
我们下一代的青年面对的是这样的逼迫。
The next generation, our youth, these are the kind of persecution they will be facing.
他去学校，人家都做这样子，你没有做，这是一种逼迫。
It says if they go to school and what everybody else is doing, but they are not allowed to do to them, this is a persecution.
这个逼迫有时候因为是看不见的，天天的。
And these persecutions are invisible, and it's getting pounded on them every day.
这有时候更厉害。
Sometimes it's even more.Deadly.
所以在末世有两个母亲。
And that's why in the end days there are two mothers.
一个以大淫妇为母亲的这些孩子们。
One is the children of the great harlot.
她是做一切可憎之物的母啊。
She is the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
那其他的就是正耶稣教会的信徒了。
And the other is belonging to that of the Jesus Church.
教会就是我们的母亲。
Church is our mother.
这是天上的耶路撒冷，这是我们的母亲。
This is the New Jerusalem. This is our mother.
啊，这个母亲用什么生
？And this mother, what does she use to bear her child?
洗礼
through water baptism.
借着在正耶稣教会得圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit in the church.
洗脚礼
，and also the
圣餐
sacrament of holy communion and foot washing.
所以教会是母亲
，and so the church is our mother.
真的，
this is true.
你在除了正耶稣教会，当然这个是另外一个很大主题，你找不到得救的了。
And so, besides Jesus Church, you cannot see another place that offers salvation.
为什么?
Why?
因为没有应许的圣灵。
Because they do not have the promised Holy Spirit.
你没有应许的圣灵，你洗礼洗一百遍，罪不得胜。
If you do not have the promised Holy Spirit, no matter how many times they practice baptism, it will be ineffective.
但是现在流行的不是说洗礼洗去你的罪。
But today, what is popular is not about baptism that washes away your sin.
他们布道啊。在布道大会的时候
that in their great evangelical event,
耶稣爱你啦
God, Jesus loves you.
当然这都会感动人啦
And a lot of their eloquence really touched the heart of people.
耶稣接受你像你这个样子
Jesus accepts you and he did this for you and so what not.
好啦有人感动了流眼泪啦
And so people are touched and moved to tears.
决志啦接受耶稣是你的救
主 And so they determine in their life that they were, Jesus is their savior.
布道家继续说啦
And so the great evangelist continues to say,
耶稣的宝血洗去你的罪
and that the great precious blood of Jesus Christ washes away your sin.
他感动得更厉害
and so they are even more moved to tears.
这叫隔空赦罪嘛
and this is through remission of sin through the air.
不是洗礼洗去你的罪
it is not through water baptism.
这种的赦罪法在非洲很多
these kind of remission of sin is very popular in Africa.
他们就是他们是那个什么那个重生的那个信徒
and these are believers that say they are reborn.
Reborn Christian.
Reborn Christians.
我以前呢听不懂什么 reborn Christian.
And previously, I did not understand what is this reborn Christian.
问他们，他们说就是这样子 reborn 过来。
After I asked them, and this is how they say they were reborn.
接受隔空赦罪法的
that they received,
那个什么赦罪。
They received the remission of sin, sin through the air.
其实没有的。
Actually, this is ineffective.
所以衣服看好。
And so, watch your garments.
衣服看不好。
If you do not watch your garments,
真的是衣服掉了。
Then you will be naked.
这个大衣服是很难防的，很难哦。
This one will be very difficult.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
是真的。我先见证了财色交。
Today I made a testimony to you concerning the wealth, pride and lust.
我们常常在聚会的时候讲说我们要团结一致嘛，对不对？
When we talk, when we're at church, we many times say we need to be in one accord.
那我们也讲说那个两人要同工嘛，哼。
And we talk about how two co-workers are to work together.
这是传道书第四章第九节以下嘛，哼。
And then Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 tells us.
对，然后呢，传道书四那个四章十二节最后。
And then Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12 in the end.
三股合成的绳子是不容易折断。
It says that the threefold cord is not quickly broken.
对。这是三股绳子合起来，所以如果信徒合起来、团结起来是很坚强的。
And so if all the members come together and unify together, it is not easily torn down.
那有时候魔鬼偷听那个偷听到了。
And so sometimes Satan also secretly listens to sermons.
他魔鬼有三条绳子。
And so Satan also has three cords of his own.
就是财色交。
And that is pertaining to riches.Lust and pride.
眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
And that is the wealth of the world and the lustful desires and also the pride of life.
对，这三个也就是财色交了。你被魔鬼这三条绳子给捆了，怎么样？脱不出来，试试看。
And so if you are
不要试啊，这个夫人讲错话。
So if you are bounded by these three cords of Satan, then you are in trouble. Don't even try to test it.
一定出不来。
You will not be able to loosen yourself from it.
如果稍微被一条稍微缠住，赶快溜。三条全部来了，很少能够逃得掉。
If you are bound by one, it will be already very difficult for you to loosen yourself from it. But if you are bound by three of these cords, then you are basically done.
主耶稣受试探也是这三个绳子。
When Jesus was being tested, he was also, it was also pertaining to these three.
耶稣受洗之后也是经过这个试。
After he was baptized, he also had to go through these three trials.
好，这是我们看第十六章的这里，就是末世三口出来啊。
And so we go back to Revelation, the end days, there are three things that come out of the mouth of the three things.
当然这三个龙兽假先知。 都有它的代表。
And so dragon, beast, and the false prophet all have their representations.
如果我们看十二章
，If we look into chapter 12,
龙所代表就是思想的。
Dragon resembles the concept.
Thoughts, 那个、
thoughts.
兽呢，就是这个社会的、政治的。
A beast is referring to the politics of the world.
那个假先知就是宗教界的，或是甚至也可能我们在教会里面的。
And false prophet pertaining to religion, it could be outside, it also could be from within.
就是道理的，就是真理的。
That is of the pertaining to the word, the truth.
所以有思想界的。
Sometimes there is an alter in the thoughts.
实际人间的这个实践的。
实际人间。
实践的是 practice.
And how we practice it in our daily life.
再来就是宗教界的。
And then pertaining to that of religion.
道理里面的。
Into the words of God.
这些都是什么样逼迫的来源哦。
All these are sources of persecution.
魔鬼越来越细啊，你不要以为说以前逼迫就是你隔壁的人，我们小时候还听说信耶稣我们信了、啊、外邦人不信，拿那个厕所里面的东西去泼我们的那个会堂。
In the old days, remember, we have neighbors, we who believe in Christ versus those neighbors who do not, they would take the toilet water and they'll probably splash it on us.
我们就说啊，这是逼迫。
And then we say, oh, this is persecution, I'm being persecuted.
我们不能说不是啊，是啊。
We can't say, we can't deny it, it is a sort of persecution.
这个时代没有人再流行这种了。
But in this generation, no one's going to take toilet water and splash it on you.
也不会正式的骂你了。
Or they will not really scold at you for it.
用另一种方式的。
But they will use other methods.
思想的。
They use thoughts.
人间的、日常的。
Mutual relationships.
还有道理的。
And also pertaining to religion.
这是一个接一个，这是慢慢的会增强的。
And this is gradual, is what becomes stronger and stronger.
如果你接下来你看那个四个码，一二三四，它是一波接一波的，到第四码的时候是全部结合起来的。
When you look at the horses, the appearance of the horse in the book of Revelation, they were gradual. At the end, the last horse takes in everything.
现在你衣那个洗的衣服掉了，不是说人家要打你，叫你不信。
And so when your garment, you have loosened your garment, you're naked, doesn't mean that all the people will come and whip you.
而是你看第六节，十七章六节。
But instead, look at chapter 17, verse 6.
十七章六节。
Chapter 17, verse 6.
那人喝醉了圣徒的血啊。
And said that woman drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
这是吸血鬼啊。
Is she a vampire?
血是什么？
What is blood?
生命。
Is life.
当然你说哦，他被逼迫了，被杀死了。
You may say, oh, because they have been persecuted, they lost their life.
这个你会要感谢主啊，得救了。
In this part, in this aspect, yes, then we should praise and thank God because they have been saved.
但是他吸你的血。
But here, this woman drink of your blood.
生命。
Slowly take away your life.
为耶稣作见证的血被他吃了。
And so the blood of the saints who testify and the martyrs of Jesus.
所以也就是说，有时候你在那个战场上，你在为神工作的，你在见证的，说比较直接的，传道小心啊，我啦。
So in other words, if you look at it, those who are in the battlefield, spiritual battlefield, those who are fighting, doing God's work.
如果你被这个大一路吸到血啦。
Especially like, for example, pastors.
慢慢被吸到之后你就没有血了。
If your blood has been sucked by this vampire slowly and drained away your blood, then you will lose your life.
如果你是被杀了，真的是像保罗一样被砍头，那砍下去你说阿们，感谢主哈利路亚。
If you are like Paul and you are beheaded at the moment and for the sake of Christ, then you say amen because praise and thank God you're in heaven.
我常讲嘛，这个天堂不是个快乐处吗？我们常有一个天堂是个快乐处，要叫你去快乐处，你哀哀哭，这个是
I always say, if you are dying, but you're going to a better place, then why be so sorrowful about it? You'd be welcoming that kind of death. You would be praising God for it. But this is the different, this is the time of trial. And so here Jesus
says,
chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I am coming as a thief.
紧紧看守衣服的,
blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments.
16节,
verse
16.
And so they gathered, the three beasts gathered together, to a place called in Hebrew Armageddon.
那个地方叫做什么?
That place is called Armageddon.
这是最后的战场.
This is the final battlefield.
龙口兽口假先知的口所迷惑的人到最后要总攻击的地方。
This is a place in which the mouth of the dragon, mouth of the beast, the mouth of the false prophet all gathered together for this final battle.
我们来看, 这只是这样细数而已,
this is just an expression.
你看接下来17节,
let's look into chapter 17.
第七碗就倒下来了,
the seventh bowl was poured out
就说成了,
and said it is finished.
我们看20章,
let's look in chapter 20.
20章是对教会的整体的一个总结, 就是一个 summary, 一个总结的一个报道。
Chapter 20 gives us a general summary report of the conclusion of the church.
我们, 来看, 到最后世界大战的总, 那个是在哪里打?
I say, in the end, where is this great world war will be held at?
这个龙口兽口假先知的口所迷惑的这些人最后聚集起来打的地方是在哪里?
Where are these people who have been deceived by the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet? Where will they gather to make this final battle?
在我们刚刚看到的16章是说哈马吉多顿。
As we have read in chapter 16 that says on Armageddon.
哈马吉多顿在哪里?
Where is Armageddon?
我们看第七节, 20章7节。
Let's look into chapter 20, verse 7.
那个20章7节到第10节。
Chapter 20, verse 7 to verse 10. And when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. 9. They went up to the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Verse 10. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and the brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
好，这是最后的报道。
This is the last report.
1000年结束了。
1,000 years have passed.
当然，这个有另外一个要用比较长时间来讲，但我们只是讲结果就好了。
This also takes some time to explain, but I will only give you the conclusion.
这是魔鬼被捆绑的时候。
This is when Satan will be bound.
那现在就是这个时候。捆绑还是放肆？ 1000年捆绑,
1,000 years being bound.
那1000年结束他就被放,
and after 1,000 years he will be released.
那一放呢就是全面征战的时候,
and when he is released it goes into this battle.
因为他出来迷惑世上列放的列国,
and so he goes out to deceive the nations in the four corners of
哪里呢?
The earth.
就是哥哥马哥,
where? In Gog and Magog.
就是这个罪恶的世界,
which is pertaining to this wicked world.
他们聚集征战,
and so they gathered together for battle.
人太多了,
too many of them.
太多到像海沙一样,
too many of them like the sand of the sea.
世界最后的那个, 决战点在哪里?
And where is that final battle place?
第九节,
verse 9.
他们上来了, 遍满了全地,
and they went up on the breadth of the earth.
一般实际的战争总是有前线后线,
a normal battle will have a front and a back, front and back line.
到现在还没有说一个战争没有前线呢,
there is not one battle in which there is a front, there isn't a front line.
除非说什么西线无战事啊, 但是还是都有前后方的,
all of the battle will have a front line.
那这些人满了全地哦,
but these people fill up the earth.
他们围住什么?
They surrounded what?
圣徒的营,
the camp of the saints.
还有门爱的城,
and the beloved city.
启示录里面哪里是圣徒的营呢?
Where is the camp of the saints in the book of Revelation?
我们用很直接的话讲说真耶稣教会了。
We'll go very direct and say this is the true Jesus church.
哪里是门爱的城呢?
Where is the beloved city?
真耶稣教会。
It is the true Jesus church.
所以世界最后的决战点是在真耶稣教会，不是在中东了。
And so the last battlefield is being fought in true Jesus church and not in the Middle East.
我从很久以前就，如果你看，就是要这样讲的。
And so in the,
不是看外面的政治, 因为是这是神的国啊,
let's not look at the political environment, but this, because this is pertaining to the kingdom of God, we have to look at it from the spiritual.
末后号筒吹响的时候,
the last trumpet and the bowl that is poured.
是说神的国, 地上的国, 成了我主个主基督的国。
It says the kingdom of the earth will become the kingdom of God.
主基督的国, 神的国, 不是美国。
It says the kingdom of the God of God and kingdom of Jesus Christ is not the kingdom of the United States.
不是德国, 也不是英国,
it is not that of Germany or England.
也不是沙特阿拉伯,
or Saudi Arabia.
这些都是世上国,
these are all countries in this world.
这个是刚刚那个，那边是世上的国，是讲神的国， 所以教会在世上神的国要成为 永远的神，那个天上的国。
But what it was referring to previously, that the kingdoms of the earth pertain to the kingdom of God upon the earth, which is the church, this will be united with the imperishable kingdom of God, which is forever.
我们第一节已经讲过了。
Verse 1, we have already said,
旧约有一个普世的神的国。
In the Old Testament, there is this kingdom of God.
普世的是一个 universal 的一个 kingdom,
universal kingdom of God.
就是从亚当一直到 亚伯拉罕,
from Adam to Abraham.
万能祭司,
and that was when all is the priest. Everyone can become priest.
那个时候就没有,
at that time, there was no Israel, Israelites.
后来神拣选亚伯拉罕,
later on, God chose Abraham.
一个人成为一个神的国,
one person becomes a great nation.
那我们现在,
and now, today,
以程序的那个使徒时代,
we continue on the time of the apostles.
使徒时代是以犹太人为主的一个族, 就亚伯拉罕肉身那个犹太人，正是犹太人的那个福音的时代。
And the apostles was a time in which is the assembly of the descendants of Abraham.
那我们现在呢?
And what about us?
我们都是外邦人啊，如果以那个肉体来讲,
in terms of the flesh, we are all Gentiles.
以外邦人为主的,
now we are the primary focus.
那也是要万国的人都来,
and so all people of the earth will come.
那到最后, 那个以色列全家才会得救,
and then in the end, then the house of Israel will come and join.
这个很熟的, 不然看一下, 罗马书,
let's turn to Romans.
罗马书, 第十一章,
Romans chapter 11,
25节,
verse 25.
这是一个奥秘啦,
it's a mystery.
请念二十六、二十五节,
verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in this part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in.
二十六节,
26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
所以以色列人现在是他们硬心的时候,
this is the time in the present day in which the heart of Israel is hardened.
他们硬到什么时候?
And when will their heart, a hardened heart come to an end?
如果照这个来讲, 要硬到外邦人的数目满,
and according to this, they will be hard until the time of the Gentiles, the number of the Gentiles has been fulfilled. And then all Israel will be saved. And so when you see all Israel coming to be saved, it is also the time in which the number of Gentiles has already been fulfilled. And that is about the end. And so, but we should not still go into debt or to borrow money and not thinking that you can get out of it.
绝对不要患上那个末世症。
do not fall into this end days of sick illness.
这个我们教会是很少了，外那个、外面的教会太多了，你那个算都算不完。
In this church, in our church is not, it's quite, it's only a few, but there are many, many examples in the outside churches.
多少个教派他们有时候就那个什么移民呐、啊，现在德州好一批人呢、啊，是台湾飞碟会去的、啊，从北飞碟来啊，要救他们呢、啊，还有没有？
Other denominations
在大拉斯附近呢、啊，一个小城。
Other denominations go into extreme. They even immigrant, or they say they prepare themselves for the aliens to come and take them away.
那些人都是教授哎。
And these are all educated people.
不是说哦被随便被骗了，他们都是。
They are all not naive in their thoughts.
但是这个末世就是这样子。
But this is the end of time.
所以耶稣才讲了，不要一直那个道理很重要啊。
And so that's why Jesus said the word is very important.
不要被迷惑了。
Do not be deceived.
好，所以最后的决战点在哪里？在耶稣教会。
And so the last battlefield will be held in the church.
在门圣徒的营，门爱的城。
In the camp of the saints in the beloved city.
这时候已经围住了。
At this time they are surrounded.
如果以古时候的战争来想的话。
If you look about this in the perspective of the old time battle.
你已经打到那个敌人的城呐、啊，哈，就是说国家差不多说都腹地啊，一个国家不是一个城呐、啊，一定还有很多的腹地。
都
已经被占了。
A nation will be, let's say, if they fought a battle and their city is standing, but the surrounding neighborhoods and the valleys have all been conquered.
这边是围住了。
And they have been surrounded.
这是最紧急的时候。
And this is the most, most important, time.
那时候才有火从天上降下来把他们烧灭。
And it is at this time then God sent down his fire to devour them.
所以末世越来越近了。
And so as the end draws near,
那个我们的信徒也会越精。
精。
精很就是很精致了，就是对道理啊灵修啊都越来越好。
And so even as the end days approach, our saints, our believers will also be, even more better in their faith and in their understanding of the words of God.
当然如果照启示录看当中这其中有很多人淘汰掉了。
But of course, according to Revelation, there will be a lot of, the saints of God who will have fallen.
但是很重要就是衣服要看得好。
But what is more important is that we must all guard our garments.
这个洗礼的衣服啊，就是得救衣服要看得好。
This, garment of salvation, we must all hold dear to ourselves.
只有在真耶稣教会能够得到这个衣服。
Only in this true Jesus church can you obtain this garment.
洗礼洗去你的罪。
Receive water baptism to wash away your sins.
当然洗礼之前要相信悔改，对不对？这个、
of course, before baptism, you must believe and, believe and repent.
那我们再看十九章。
Let's look into chapter 19.
这些东西经过了很大的那个十七章就是大银库嘛，哈，十八章巴比伦。
18 is Babylon.
我们看十九章。
Let's look into 19.
十九章有四次的哈利路亚。
And chapter 19, there are four times of hallelujah.
哈利路亚完了之后，接下来就是一个祝福了。
And after the four hallelujahs, there is a great blessing.
第九节、第七节、八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
七念。
第几章？
第十九章，因为我没有讲。
In chapter 19, verse 7 and 8, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb have come, his wife have been made ready, herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen and clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
第九节
verse 9, then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God.
Okay, 这是第四福了。
This is the fourth blessing.
你要被能够请到羔羊的婚宴。
You are to be invited to the feast of the Lamb.
那你去参加婚宴的一个重要，当然你不能穿内衣去啊。
Of course, when you are invited to this marriage supper, you cannot come with your pajamas.
你去赴羔羊婚宴要穿细麻衣。
But you, when you go attend this marriage supper, you are to go in your fine garments.
在这里呢，新妇就是新娘子跟客人是一致的。
Here it says that the bride and the guest was come together as one.
你新妇已经自己预备好了。
That the bride is ready.
那谁是这个新妇呢？
And who is this wife?
就是圣徒啊。
It is the saints.
那圣徒怎么去当新娘子？
And how is the saints to become the wife?
穿一致的就是细麻衣。
And that is to be arrayed in fine linen.
一样的制服啊，大家穿制服，没有说谁比较花俏，谁比较好看，没有，都一样的。
Everyone's wearing this fine linen. It doesn't matter if you look better than another person.
那你也要被邀请啊。
And you also need to be invited.
你能够被邀请就是客人嘛。
And when you are invited, then you are a guest.
你被邀请去就是当新妇了。
And you are invited to go to become the bride, actually.
所以你被邀请参加这羔羊婚宴有福了。
And so blessed is he who is invited for the marriage supper of the Lord.
所以不只是锁住你的白衣。
And so not only are we to keep our fine linen, our garments.
你的白衣只是让你不会赤身露体。
But this garments not only will protect you from being naked.
你的那个这是好像你的衬衣一样的哈。
This is like your
好像你的衬衫嘛，对不对
？It's like your shirt.
那这个细麻就是你的外面的这个手型的衣啊，
and
跟外面
fine,
跟漂亮的衣服。
This fine linen covers your shirt, your inner shirt, adorn yourself even more beautifully.
所以一件衣服要加上一件衣服。
And so garments after garments we are to put on.
所以刚刚那个穿白衣跟这个细麻衣是不一样的衣服。
And so there is a difference from what we just mentioned about that garment versus the fine linen that was mentioned here.
但是如果你只有细麻衣，没有刚刚那个白衣，不行哦。
But then if you just have this fine linen and you do not have that garment inside, then that is not acceptable.
为什么
？Why？
因为在那个巴比伦，其实巴比伦也有卖细麻衣啊。
Actually, in Babylon, it also sells this fine linen.
18章第十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 12.
在巴比伦里面的货色里面有一个就是什么细麻衣，中文是把它换成细麻布，是同样的细麻衣。十二节，18章十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 12. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stone and pearls, fine linen and pearls, silk and scarlet.
巴比伦也有细麻衣。
So in the king, in the Babylon, there is also this fine linen.
我们也不能否认社会有社会的公义，社会的好的行为，这是肯定的。
So we cannot deny that society or this world is without righteousness, without good judgment.
但是这个是他们就是你社会你那个做义工呢、啊，或是这个都是好行为啊。
To do charitable work in society, these are all good things.
社会有很多人真的是有很好行为的，这不可否认的。
In this world, you also see people with good examples, have good intentions, good heart.
但是这些都是值得赞赏的，并且这个社会是有时候靠这些人在撑啊。
And sometimes the society rely on these people to get by.
但是这是在这个在这个世界的。
And that is only that belonging to the world.
当然，我有时候我们要参与一下啦，对不对
？Of course, we say we should also participate in these good things.
那另外一个更重要的呢
？But what is more important?
就是圣徒所行的义。
But is the righteous acts of the saints?
你这个细麻衣是以圣徒的身份来做的。
It says verse 8, it says fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
那这样的一个你的义才能够带到天国去。
Then these kind of righteousness will be able to bring to the heavenly kingdom.
你世上做的善行在世上就结束了。
The good things you do in this world will also end when you depart from this world.
那如果你是圣徒在世上做的善行就能带到天国。
But if you are a saint and you do the righteous acts of the saints, then these righteous acts will you will be able to bring with you to the heavenly kingdom.
所以在启示录里面有两种的细麻衣。
And so in the book of Revelation, you will also notice there are two types of fine linen.
大巴比伦的细麻衣。
The fine linen of Babylon.
还有在圣徒的所行的穿的圣徒所穿的细麻衣。
And also the fine linen worn by the saints.
所以不只是接受耶稣宝血。
So not only to receive the precious blood of Christ.
不只是说你穿白衣。
Not only to say you wear the white garment.
也要加上细麻衣。
But then you are also to add upon it this fine linen.
这样你才会成为新妇。
Then you will be a bride.
你才会被邀请。
Then you will be invited.
那所以这就是第四福了。
This is the fourth blessing.
我们看二十章第六节。
Chapter 20, verse 6.
这都是我们日常生活可以体验到也可以行出来的。
These are things in which you can apply to your daily life.
二十章六节。
Chapter 20, verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有份，没有权柄。他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。头一次复活是什么时候呢？
When is the first resurrection?
这头一次的复活就是讲到头一次的死是相对的。
And this is in reference to the same thing as the first death.
头一次的死是什么时候呢？
What is the first death?
就是亚当犯罪之后，罪从一人入了世界，世界的人都死了，就是那个时候。
And、that is when Adam sinned, and so, sin has entered to the world.
所以亚当的一个人进入到世界。
And so Adam came upon the world.
死又从罪来。
And so sin came out, death came out of sin.
所以死就临到众人。
And so death came upon the world.
众人都犯了罪。
And so everyone, sinned.
所以在没有救恩的时候，所有人都是死人啊。
So without salvation, everyone is actually dead.
这个死是亚当带进来的。
And this death was brought upon by Adam.
好，那耶稣来了。
Now Jesus came upon the world.
耶稣为我们赦罪了。
And Jesus washed away our sins.
这就是我们对我们来讲是第一次的复活。
And so for us, this also means our first resurrection.
第一次的复活就是我们在肉身的时候洗礼，我们的灵命复活。
So first resurrection is the moment in which we receive water baptism in spirit. We have received this new life. We have resurrected.
就是我们洗礼的时候跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活的那个复活，就是我们现在是复活的人。
So、
但我们这个复活是什么？灵命的复活，跟神有关系。
So this first resurrection is that spiritual resurrection that we have taken part in Christ after we receive baptism.
好，那第二次的死是什么呢？
And so what is the second death?
就是到世界末了的时候。
That is at the end of the world.
所有人都要复活。
Everyone will be resurrected.
那是身体的复活。
That is the resurrection of the body.
那对我们来讲，
and for us,
我们就不再死了。
We who are living, we do not die.
那是对那些不信的。
But those who do not believe,
对那些离道的。
Those who have departed from the truth.
他们虽然复活了。
Even though they have resurrected.
他们会进到永远的那个死亡的复活，那个火湖里面，这是第二次的死。
They will go into the everlasting fire, which is the second death.
所以第一次的死是在亚当里面都死了。
And so first death is everyone who died under the sin of Adam.
第二次的死是硫磺火湖里面的死。
Second kind of death is the one that goes into eternity, into hellfire.
那我们呢？
What about us?
耶稣来让我们复活了。
Jesus came, and so we will have this first resurrection.
所以第二次死在我们身上就没有权柄。
And so now, after we have been resurrected, the second death has no power on us.
好，你接受洗礼了。
You have received baptism.
接下来你要完成的是什么？
Then what are you going to do next?
你要做神和基督的祭司。
You are to be the priest of God and of Christ.
对。所以每个人都是要当祭司。
And so we are all to become priests.
一般我们的信徒，因为可能旧约听了哈，那又不晓得怎么样。我们每次你问到一个新地方，你问说你想祭司是谁，他一定说啊，传道你。
And so many times our believers, every time I visit, I say, "Who do you think priests are?" And they say, "Oh, you are the priest, the pastor."
我说你呢
And I said, what about you?
哎呀，我们才没有那种福分呢。
And then his response said, oh, we do not have that kind of blessing.
我说这不是福分问题啊。
I said, this is not a matter of blessed or not.
这是得救问题啊。
This is about salvation.
启示录你看到最后你不是祭司你会死啊。
And so if you look
不得救了说说比较好听。
If you read Revelation, in the end, if you are not a priest, then you will be destroyed. You will not be saved.
啊、如果你说你不是祭司
And so if you do not call yourself a priest,
可能传道 我们、啊、有责任
then
没有教好
we,
没有讲好
we as preachers are probably responsible because we did not teach you correctly.
你误会了
You have this misunderstanding.、
啊、如果你继续说我不是
But if you insist on saying, I am not a priest,
主耶稣会很难过
Then I think Jesus will be hurt.
但我们不能说主耶稣哭了圣经是说耶稣哭了，对不对？
Bible,
主耶稣真的会哭啊。
Jesus really will cry because the Bible says Jesus wept.
我们看那个启示录一章第六节。
If we look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
我们看第从第五节念了
From verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你自己念一下念到第六节。
And then read verse 6.
这里告诉我们，我们做神的祭司。第六节，
said,
第五节，
made,
第六节
，We have been made kings and priests。
为什么你能够做父神的祭司呢
？Why is it that you are able to made as God's priest？
是不是因为你献身当传道呢
？Is it because you offer yourself to become a minister？
还是因为你当负责人呢
？Or that you are a council member？
不是哎
，It's not。
这里讲什么
？What it says here？
嗯、这里是说他爱我们
It says, to him who love us,
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶
and wash us from our sins,
又使我们成为、国
and has made,
做他父神的祭司
and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father.
你当祭司是因为耶稣宝血的关系啊
you
对不对
become Priest, you become priest because due to the blood of Jesus Christ.
你一直不要耶稣说我为你白流血呀。
You do not want to say to Christ and say you have wasted your blood on me.
我为你流血就是要让你当祭司，你一直推辞不要。
Jesus,
那耶稣不哭了。
Jesus said, I've shed my precious blood for souls that you can become a priest. But if we reject it, would not Jesus be hurt?
那刚刚他有念呢、啊，他使我们成为什么？第六节来念一次。
Verse 6 it says made us kings。
还有呢，当什么？当 priest。那是因为耶稣宝血。
And it's all due to the blood of Christ、哎。
所以末世的圣徒个个都要是成为祭司啊。
And so the saints of the end days will all be priests。
那为什么当祭司
？Why do we need to be priests？
因为耶稣的宝血。
Because of blood of Christ、
哎。这个不是说 不要误会啊这个圣经这里的、哦、不是说因为他献身当祭司这个圣经没这里 没有这样写的
It is not because he dedicated himself so that he become a priest. That's not how a priest come about.
按例执事就当祭司也不是说被选成、教会的代表或是那个负责人叫祭司
Or that he was ordained and so he become a priest or that he was elected like the council member and so he become a priest.
祭祀的基础是耶稣的宝血。
But the foundation of become a priest is through the blood of Christ.
这个如果要更深入的，你就要看希伯来书。
If you want to study further, you would have to look into the book of Hebrews.
神跟人之间的那个幔子裂开了。
And that when the veil that separates between God and man has been split open.
耶稣用他的身体给我们铺一条路。
That Jesus uses his body to pave a way for us.
从圣所到至圣所。
From the holy place into the most holy place.
你就祭司了。
Then you become a priest.
你不但进入到圣所，而到至圣所。
You not only go to the holy place, but you're able to go to the most holy place.
对，这也是神最原始的那个最初的那个旨意。
And this is the initial will of God.
那么讲到这个，忽然想到一个我们平常的没有注意的，然后。
And when I talk about this, I remember something that we probably have neglect.
我们常常说，哇，至圣所是大祭司一年一次拿血进去，对不对
？We say the holies of holies, the most holy places, are only entered by the high priest once a year.
这对一半而已啊。
It's only correct halfway.
因为这个是后来死人之后才这样子的。哦，两个小孩死掉了才这样子。
And that was after two children have died.
Ah. Huh. 感谢主。来，这个因为那个是另外一个主题，不是讲今天。来，我们来。
But that's a separate topic.
再回来启示录。
So let's come back to Revelation.
因为刚刚负责人跟我，我以为我还要半个小时，其实没有。来。
I thought I have half another half an hour, but I don't.
二十章哈。
That's chapter 20.
所以现在你要当什么？
So what are you going to be right now?
当祭司。
You are to be a priest.
所以你们回去每个人都要当祭司。
So when you go home today, you are all priests.
你姓黄就是黄祭司。
If you are 黄, you are priest 黄。
姓郭就郭祭司。
If you are 郭, you are priest 郭。
姓许就许祭司。
You are 许, you are priest 许。
看看你。不是啦，但是也不是说这样互相叫，你自己要感觉我是祭司啊，不要，我意思说不要每次讲到祭司说指别人，你自己啊。
So you must recognize that you are a priest of God.
那祭司很重要的是什么样？侍奉神，直接的侍奉神。
What is the importance of being a priest of God is that so you can directly serve God.
道理要真的很明白啊。
So you must understand the words of God very clearly.
下次道理你当祭司自己要查考啊，不要每次说啊传道传道，这个传道讲那个传道讲啊，两个传道不一样就吵架。
So if you're a priest, you do not say anymore. All this.
你会被迷惑。
This pastor says that, or that pastor says that, only going by what the pastor says, then you will be easily moved or be deceived.
因为你是祭司啊。
But because you are a priest yourself.
祭司可以跟祭司互相讨论。
Then priest can go to another priest to share.
对不对？你的祭司，他的祭司，你以他为主吗？
If you are a priest and he is a priest, then you guys are equal. You guys can discuss.
好，并且要做王。
And also to be kings.
罗马书所讲的要在生命当中做王。
Romans tells us that we must be kings of our life.
胜过罪恶。
To overcome sin.
这个现在罪恶很多啊。
Sin is abundant today.
是哦，这个你们都知道，可能比我会讲的更知道，因为你们。只是在社会上跑的嘛。那我
all know how rampant it is.
我只是从一个教会到一个教会啊，我看到都是可爱的面孔呢。说老实话，
你是
这种享受。
Know more than me because I only go from churches to churches. I only see the adorable faces of the saints.
你们明天后天又到公司啊？但是好公司是好，有的是清命獠牙的人啊，也有啊。
Man, but many of you go back to society. You go society and you work and.
但是你要当王。
But you are to be kings.
能够胜过罪恶，不被罪恶所迷惑。
You can overcome sin and not be bound.
好，那这就是这第五福了。
That's the fifth blessing.
我们看那个什么，接下来看第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
六福了。
Sixth blessing.
就是二十二章第七节，刚刚念过了。
We have read this.
到最后就。你到第六福的时候就念了也没有福哦。
And the sixth blessing after you read it,
没有讲说念有福啦。
It does not say blesses he who reads.
耶稣说我必快来了，只这里的福是什么？遵守这书上预言，到最后只能行而已啦。你只是在那边念念念，听听听，已经福已经福，这种念跟听的福的时代已经过去了。
Here in verse 7, Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of prophecy of this book. It is only pertaining to those who actually do the words of God and not those who only hear or read the words of God. It is not sufficient anymore at this stage. And so Revelation in the end is talking about action.
读听已经是第一福已经是慢慢的慢慢的慢慢的要行出来，到最后不行的话，你听再多你听再多读再多就变成什么？天国只有耳朵跟嘴巴啦。
To read and to hear no longer applies at this stage. It's only at the initial stage of the first blessing. But here at the sixth, you must have come to a part in which you are able to act out the words of God. Otherwise, the kingdom of heaven will only be full of mouth and ears.
但是这不是真耶稣教会的天国。
But this is not the kingdom for of Jesus Church.
这是韩国其他教派的他们的天国，就是只有耳朵跟嘴巴，没有人呐。
This may be other denominations that only merely talks and listens.
启示到最后是行出来的。
But here in end of Revelation it says it is only for those who keeps the word.
所以这是第六福。
This is the sixth blessing.
最后。
Last one.
十四节。
For 14.Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city.
到最后要穿一种衣服。 就是洗净衣服，洗净的衣服。
And so at the end, we need to wash our garments.
对，这个是最后的衣服。
This is the last garment.
对，这样在希腊文里面是不一样的。如果看中文层，看不太出来。这个是最后的，这是第六章那个大逼迫的衣服。
And this is the garment of the great tribulation on the chapter 6 that it comes out from that great tribulation.
这个衣服是自己洗的哦。
And this garment's been washed by yourself.
所以我们信徒要慢慢学习洗衣服。
And so our saints must learn to wash their robes.
自己洗。
They must be able to wash it themselves.
这个不是第一种衣服，第一种衣服是耶稣的白衣给你白白穿上。
The first garment was the white garment given to us freely by Jesus. And he just give it to us and we just wear it.
第二种是细麻衣，你行出来的好事。
And the second is the fine linen, which is the good deeds that we, the good faithful righteous acts that we do.
第三种你要从大患难中出来。
And the third is that we must come out from the great tribulation.
如果你有兴趣，七章十三节到十七节这边。
Chapter 7 verse 13 to 17, it's
在大患难中出来的
that you come out from the great tribulation,
用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了
using the blood of the lamb to wash clean your garments,
是自己洗衣服
and you wash this garment yourself.
到这个时候
at this time,
每个人都是很坚强的
then everyone will be strong.
到那个时候啊
up until that time,
你也不会说哦，我去教会别人跟我白眼他看不起我，我不去教会了。
At this time, your faith will no longer be at the level say, oh, this person has a special expression on me at church, so therefore, I'm not going to go to church anymore, or I have this dispute at church.
有人伤害你了。
Or someone hurt me or harmed me.
你要自己赶快洗衣服啊。
If someone do that to you, you need to wash your garments.
到那时候就没有说，哇，时间到了，我要吃饭。我们念一个就好了哈。
We'll just conclude with this verse.
二十二章第十二节。
Chapter 22, verse
十一节。二十二章十一节。
Chapter 22, verse 11. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still.
对，就那时候没不来教会了，那就请便喽。
And say, if those at the time, those who do not like to come to church, so be it.
Oh, 教会气我太深，那就让他这样子哦。
And they do not like to come to church, and so be it.
污秽的，那继续咯。
And those who are filthy, let them be filthy still.
每个人都要洗自己的啊。
Everyone have to wash his own garments.
你不要等着别人来跟你访问，来跟你疗伤哦。
Do not wait for
不疗伤的话。死了就死了。
Do not wait for other people to come to visit to have visitation to you to minister to you. At this time, if you do not do it yourself, you are doomed.
你到地里还可怜兮兮说就是那个人害我。
You can't be in hell and say, oh, because of that person that harmed me to be here.
那个光头的对我不好。
That man, that bald-headed man, did me wrong.
如果他万一得救了。你拉他不下来。
If he is saved at that day, you can't even pull him down to hell.
你在那里就在那里。
If you are in hell, you will be in hell.
最可怜就是这种人。
This is the most pitiful people of the world.
被人家害死。
If they are hurt by other people.
所以到最后真的要自己洗衣服。
But in the end, here it says it becomes personal. You need to do it yourself.
耶稣宝血的白衣不能掉。
We cannot lose this white garment washed by the blood of Christ.
细麻衣要努力去。
And then this fine linen, we must continually go and do it.
最后这个大患难中，一定要大患难出来啊！你不
要
一到大患难蹲在那里，哦，来救我。
In the end, this great tribulation, do not just sit there and cry out for help. Other people, please help me.
自己要出来啊
！You have to come out of it yourself.
那个时候已经没有海边那个脚印的故事可以讲了。
In that time, there is no more footprints in the sand to share with other people.
海边脚印那个脚印是谁的
？Footprints in the sand, that poem we all know.
你每次要把耶稣推到那里去，不是是你的。
All the time you say that is footprint is Jesus Christ, but no, actually it's your own footprint walking in those time of trials.
海边脚印的故事我们都很熟嘛。
We all know the poem about the footprint in the sand.
刚开始有两个。
In the beginning, there are two pairs of footprints. At the end, there is only one footprint. Oh, Lord, how can you just let me walk by myself? And then the end of the poem said, no, it is I, Jesus, who have carried you through the hard times. Is that really the footprint of Jesus? No, it's not. According to Revelation, that is your own footprint. At this time, you will have to be strong. In great tribulation, if you do not want to come out of yourself, no one will care. But it is not at this time yet. Right? At this time, we still need to do visitations. We need to encourage and edify and minister one another. When I'm saying it is that time, it is at the time of the end.
但是如果到那一天你也不要感觉奇怪。
If it comes to that day, do not find this event strange.
因为这个第十一节跟我们平常讲的那个辅导学，就是教会的辅导牧养学，完全是不一样的。我们辅导就是倒下去把它扶起来嘛，对不对？
Because verse 11 here is very different than what we usually talk about pastoring and shepherding the sheep, the love and the care that we have to do for each other.
不义的要叫他义啊。
But here, in those times, we say those who are unjust, we have to try to make them just.
对, 那污秽要叫他圣洁啊,
and those who are filthy, we try to make them holy.
但是这里不是啊,
but here, it is not so.
不义的叫他能叫不义,
he who is unjust, let him be unjust still.
对, 请便, 继续不义, 奇怪,
at the time, welcome and go do be whatever you want to be. It seems so strange.
污秽, 哦, 你污秽啊,
those who are filthy,
继续污吧,
if you are filthy, go ahead, continue to be filthy.
到那时候已经快完了。
It is the time is near at that time.
所以说我们要自己洗衣服。
And so at the time, it is time for us to really wash our robes.
所以启示录是生活指南。
And so, Book of Revelation is very life applicable.
把这是六福，七福。
Seven blessings it contains.
你完成了这七福，就上天国了。
If you achieve these seven blessings, you enter into the kingdom of God.
好，我们，哎呦，快七点了。
Sorry, when
那我们这个钟嘛，因为有时候说七点，那六点半，那刚好是十五，那怎么祷告还是我们祷告做结束了哈？
So we will conclude with prayer.